So this is kind of taken off. We're asking you where you will never go back to. Like you went on vacation somewhere.
Yeah.
Where will you never go back to? And a lot of people said Florida. I guess, you know, I've been there so many times, I'm kind of burned out on it. What about you? Anywhere? Carrie?
Yeah, I'm thinking. I think when I was, I think in high school or something, we went to part of northern Texas.
Yeah.
And no offense to my friends in Texas, but I was not thrilled.
Texas, was that the flat as a pancake part of Texas?
Yeah, that was the boring, flat, no, because I guess Texas is divided into four quadrants, and
yeah,
they're all different. Like one of them is arid, like desert, and
yeah,
one of them has
yeah,
lots of pine trees, and then you got the ocean, the Gulf, I mean, down south, and we've spent some time like in San Antonio and Austin.
That's nice, yeah.
But, yeah, some parts of Texas, no thanks.
When I was driving to Arizona, and I remember getting into you had to go through the panhandle of Texas by Amarillo.
Yeah.
And I remember two things. A, it was flat, as you could see for hundreds of miles,
mm-hmm,
completely flat. And B, when you hit scan on your radio, you could not pick up one radio station anywhere.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Huh?
And I thought, man, because this is before everybody had cell phones. Yeah. I mean, you're in the middle of literally nowhere out there. So it was crazy.
And you know what? There's a couple, I should say this too. There's a couple of, like there was an island in the Caribbean that we went to one time. You know, we did a cruise for like a, you know, anniversary or something.
Yeah.
I was so looking forward to it and did not care for it at all. Wouldn't care if I went
somewhere
back.
In the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we got people on the line here talking about places they'll never go back to. What did you want to say?
Good morning, New Orleans. I was there Super Bowl weekend. Has to be the filthiest town I've ever been in my life.
Ooh. Holy cow! Everybody's beating up New Orleans this morning. Wow.
I mean, I'm being from Fort Wayne. And, you know, we eat out. We're the big, you know, we're the eat-out capital here.
Yeah.
And you look in just like the little corners of the restaurants, even Emerald's restaurant, the corners of them haven't been dusted or anything. Like, it's just a filthy city.
Wow. So
I'd never go back.
Wow. And no go for you, huh? All right.
Nah.
Did you give out any beads while you were down there, though?
I have to plead the fifth on that one, sir.
Boy, things got quiet up here. Okay, thank you. Thank you for calling.
Have a good one.
You too. All right. Hi, 101.7. Good morning.
Good morning.
Uh-oh, where will you never go?
Jamaica.
Oh, I heard it's nice there. It's a tropical paradise.
Well, yes. It's expensive, but as long as you're not at the hotel. I actually had to have the hotel flip my mattress because I was like laying in a gully.
Oh,
jeez. Oh, that bad, huh?
Yeah, my parents couldn't get in their safe. Then they got locked out their door, so my dad was climbing over our balcony to their balcony.
Oh, my gosh.
If you stayed out of the hotel, you're fine.
Wait a minute. If you stay at a hotel, you're fine?
No, if you stay out of the hotel.
Oh, if you stay out of the hotel. The hotels are supposed to be where all the action is.
Yeah, we just stayed by the pool and drank.
Okay, well, you can't argue with that either.
Waking up with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.